Hey, this is Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the My 1-2-3 Cents Podcast.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! Kevin! You're stupid.
Hey friends, welcome to episode 501 of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. As this show drops on Monday, June 24th, we are 6 months away from Christmas Eve. And I hate it when people put Christmas ahead of Thanksgiving and Halloween and all that stuff. I'm putting it before July 4th at this point. But I am doing this all for a good cause for several years now. I believe this will mark year 7 of the My 1-2-3 Cents action figure drive. And it's something that I completely borrowed, stole, whatever you want to say, from the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. And I'm going to be talking more about that, the motivation behind it, and ways that you can help, because I've structured things a little differently in 2024. You know, last year, 2023, I had big goals, big aspirations. I started early. I had a box or a crate set up at a local card shop, comic shop here in Southern Illinois, and had no luck with it. Had zero items put, and you know, I don't blame anyone but myself. And I feel like you know, I'm on this mission to do good and do things to help others. And even though we ended up at the end of the day only collecting, I don't even remember what the 2023 total was. It was probably less than 50. It was less than 50. And the intent was to donate to Toys for Tots here in Southern Illinois, that distributes toys at Christmas time to 5 counties here in Southern Illinois. But when I went to make the donation to Toys for Tots, they said that they had already distributed. It was too late. There was some miscommunication, and so I ended up finding a place not too far from where I live, about probably 20, 25 minutes in Franklin County, Illinois, called Cans Can, and they do fundraisers and different things. It's a 501(c), and they do things and for people in assisted living, but they also reach out to children. They have social workers, and they give toys to them to take to different cases and things and whatnot. So anyway, that's where last year's toys ended up going. I'm saying that to say, go get out. And if you are on Facebook, check them out. It's Cans Can, and just throw them a like on social media, support them. They run a card shop out of, it's either West Frankfort or Benton. And I apologize for, I think it's West Frankfort. And you can go and shop. And when you shop at their store, you are, in essence, supporting the cause as well. So, again, Cans Can on Facebook. I'll put a link in the bio for this week's episode as you read the show notes. You know, last week was episode 500. Chad was on the show. We talked about some of the things that he has sent in the last couple of weeks. And you know, trying to give stuff away, trying to give prizes away. And now, you know, all you have to do is leave a review, send a screenshot, and you're going to get something out of it. It's not, you know, it's not just picking one winner. I will distribute and give things out of the My 1-2-3 Cents prize pack, if you will. The closet over here, I'm in my daughter's old room, which has become now a spare bedroom. And the closet is literally full of stuff to give away for prizes. But I've also, you know, some of the things that Chad sent are the micro brawlers. You know, he gets the pro wrestling crate, as he mentioned, and so sometimes there are some micro brawlers in there, and the ones that he doesn't keep for his collection, he sends to me. And I was going to put these in the prize thing, but I'm like, you know what, these are toys, so I'm going to throw these in and include them in this year's toy drive, because I have a few figures. So let's talk about that first, I suppose. You know, in December, in January, for the Royal Rumble, which this year, in 2025, I should say, it looks like the Royal Rumble is going to be February 1st, which I find interesting. I've always gotten into that January mood, and I know it's one day removed from January, but it's going to be weird. And WrestleMania much later this year happening, or in 2025, I should say, happening over Easter weekend. It's very interesting, some of the new strategies going on with WWE and their parent company. And so it'll be interesting to see how fans take to these things and to these, some of these changes. But in January, we did the Royal Rumble contest. We'll do it again this year, and I'll fine tune it and have it run a little smoother. We were up to the wire this year with the Rumble contest for the women's Rumble match. The men's Rumble sold out, but it was $5 to get in, and then the winner got half of the pot, or was it half, or I don't remember now. But anyway, the other portion of the pot, which I guess turned out, yeah, half of the pot ended up going to the toy drive. So there's $100 already ready to go. So when it gets closer to Christmas, I'm hoping that some of the local stores will have figures in stock again at discounted prices. A couple years ago, I went to Ollie's and they had great, you know, they had basics and elites for much cheaper than you can find at Walmart or Amazon or any of those places. So my hope is that that will happen again. If it doesn't, I've got a backup plan. But along the way, Kevin McCleary, Stride Pro Wrestling referee, lost his home in a fire in February. And so I had asked for folks to make a donation and buy a chance. And the guy that won the Sting stuff, I still haven't heard back from to send it to him, but you know, we took some of those funds and bought some discounted figures. I had some other figures here that we were able to donate. His son is a big time wrestling fan. So one of the places that I actually found some figures and I saved Tamina for the toy drive, they had Roman Reigns, they had Riddle, and I knew that Kevin's son liked both of those wrestlers, so they went to him. But these were on sale for $5, or I think it's $4.50 actually, at TJ Maxx. So sometimes you walk into some of these department stores, and like Kohl's, TJ Maxx, Big Lots. The Big Lots here in Southern Illinois just recently closed, but you can find discounted figures. So we got a brand new Tamina in the box. And then I love these figures. These are the, for those that are listening and not watching, these are the WWE Knuckle Crunchers. There's John Cena, Roman Reigns, The Rock, and I think Drew McIntyre. I don't have my glasses on. Hold on. Pardon me as I'm blind here. No, it's Seth freaking Rollins. See, can't see, but I saw the silhouette and it kind of looked like, but they're pretty cool. And if you look at the back, they come with some accessories and stuff. And I picked up a John Cena. These are like less than $8. And so this may be a big portion of this year's donations because, and again, this was this past year, 2023 was the first year that I was not affiliated with any wrestling company. And so usually I did this through Stride Pro Wrestling, and fans would bring toys to the Stride shows. Tyler Adams, Denny Howell was always a big donor. Jamie and Hunter Woodworth would bring toys. But unfortunately, you know, there's no ill will, nothing bitter, nothing like that. I just am not doing anything with wrestling anymore, you know, outside of this podcast. So, but I may talk to some of those guys and see if they want to. Everybody is doing things and doing, you know, so I'm trying not to encroach on other people's ideas or projects or anything like that. So that's why I'm using this podcast, this YouTube channel, my social media platforms to hopefully build this up. You know, last year, again, set a lofty goal of 300 and failed miserably. the best we ever did, I think it was 223 or 232. I fudged the numbers to get Hunter to shave his head to 250. So I think it was 232 is what we ended up with. But, you know, anything helps. And so my goal is to just collect. When you're out at Walmart, if you have an extra $10 to spare, throw in one of these little knuckle cruncher guys. Five Below has been a good place in the past with different figures. And it doesn't have to be a wrestling figure. It can be the accessories. You know, sometimes they have like the mask that you can wear. They had Five Below had Seth Rollins and Bray Wyatt and a couple of other masks in the past. But I also have a couple micro brawlers that I'm going to throw in from Chad. This is Hayabusa. I think I said that right. If I didn't, I apologize. And then Matt Sydal. Pardon the ring light here, but these are going to go in as well. So I have a handful of figures in hand in stock right now as of the end of June. And then, of course, the $100 so far that has been raised to purchase more figures. And I did look into, you know, because the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, they go through Ringside Collectibles, which, you know, they run some great sales. I may end up going there, encourage you to go there instead of maybe Amazon, but you know, you can go to Amazon and ship it to me. I'll have the shipping information available. Just shoot me a message. Let me know what option you want to do. Chad has always been generous and has sent extra figures as well throughout the year. So just really no set number, no set goal in mind. Just want to raise some toys, get some toys and make a difference. Because again, I can remember I was a little older. I was 12 when LJNs and Remcos came out. And so I was starting to kind of outgrow the toy phase. But as you can see behind me, if you're watching, I have a cabinet full of LJNs. And there were a couple Christmases where I woke up Christmas morning and there were additional LJNs under the Christmas tree. It was my eighth grade year. I got Mr. Fuji, Tito Santana, and Miss Elizabeth, and I remember being completely stoked about that. Christmases prior to that, I got wrestling figures as well. I got the Stretch figures that LJN put out, a couple of those. I think I had George the Animal Steel and maybe Rowdy Roddy Piper. I can't remember. The thing about those Stretch figures is they didn't last very long, and the dust inside came out, and so it those turned into a big mess. But having those memories is what, you know. And then of course, obviously picking up on what Matt Cardona and Brian Myers and Mark Sterling are doing with their podcast and how they've built the community that they have. You know, this podcast is now on episode 501. It's been almost 10 years. There's a community out there, but y'all are very silent. And so I want to be a little more vocal and, you know, be a bigger part of the wrestling podcast space. That's a goal for the next 500 episodes. You know, there were times where I'd flirted with at 500 stopping my 1-2-3 cents and starting a different style, different type of podcast. But for now, for the time being, I'm going to move forward because I do feel like I've put a lot of equity, a lot of time, and effort and energy into building this brand, and then to try to start from scratch and rebuild, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's that wrestling logic that we all like to look at and talk more about. But I'm saying all this to say with the podcast and with the, you know, why starting in June? Well, like I said, we're 6 months away. To me, it's never too early to start building that awareness and getting things going. And so I'm going to do another raffle style event where people can send in minimum donation of $5. For every $5, you get an entry into the contest for another My 1-2-3 cents prize pack, a courtesy of Chad Smart. And Chad, again, I thank you for this. And the light reflecting on these probably will not show very well, but I'm going to tell you along the way as well. We have a couple of the pins from Pro Wrestling Tees, and Eddie Guerrero. It's in the shape of a Sriracha bottle. It says Latino Heat on it. We have the CM Punk and Punk We Trust lapel pin. We have a couple of DVDs for those who still do collect and play DVDs, a Kenny Omega one. And this Kenny Omega one has got several matches on it. AEW Revolution 2020. This is Adam Page and Kenny Omega versus the Young Bucks for the Tag Team Championships. From Full Gear 2020, Kenny Omega versus Adam Page. This is the AEW Title Eliminator Tournament Final. AEW Double or Nothing 2021, Kenny Omega versus Orange Cassidy versus Pac, or Pac, my boy. This is for the championship. AEW All Out 2021, Kenny Omega is the champion defending against Christian Cage. AEW New Japan Pro Wrestling Forbidden Door 2023, this is the IWGP United States Heavyweight Champion, Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay. And Full Gear 2023, this is AEW Tag Team Title Shot versus Disbandment Match, the Golden Jets versus the Young Bucks. So that's one of the DVDs that's going to be in this prize pack, or this raffle pack, if you will. Another one called Mystery Vortex 6. This is Pro Wrestling Guerrilla from May 2019. Jeff Cobb is on the cover of this DVD. Jeff Cobb has recently been a part of AEW as well. Keeping with the AEW theme, I just grabbed one of the many autographs that I have in the closet. And it just happens to be, I guess, now former best friends. It's Trent Beretta and Chuck Taylor. Autographed. So that will be a part of the prize pack. And then last but not least, and I know he's just recently left AEW, but he's still a big part of the wrestling scene. I don't want to completely unfold it, but I'm going to. It's a Jeff Hardy t-shirt. Very colorful, purple and green and blue. It's a very cool looking shirt. This is an extra large, by the way. So this is all going to be a part of that prize pack. It's a $5 donation. You can do it via Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal, and I'll have, again, all that information in the write-up for this week's episode in the show notes section. But again, $5, every $5 gets you an entry in, and then at the end of July, we'll give it a month, the end of July, I will pick a winner, put everybody's name into a hat. It won't be a literal hat, but we will pick a name randomly, and then that person will win. So some cool prizes, and there'll be more giveaways. This is not going to interfere. There's plenty. So there will be giveaways along the way, but this is a fundraiser. We're going to raise some money, and we're going to get some more cash into the pot, if you will, to buy more figures for the My123Cents Wrestling Figure Drive. Because again, even though it's not Christmas yet, I do feel like it's time to start that giving spirit, that giving mood. You know, one thing I think that wrestling fans, we've noticed over the last couple of years is the tribalism that's out there. This is something that can unite us all, that spirit of giving. Even if it's $5, you're making a difference. You really are. And it will go, whether it goes to one of these, you know, discounted, you know, find at TJ Maxx or a store like that, where it's just a $5 donation can make a difference in the life of someone here in Southern Illinois. And if you, you know, don't want to donate to this particular toy, donate to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast one, or support Cans Can, if you will. Go out and just drop some change in a bucket at Christmas time for the Salvation Army. Whatever it is that you decide to do, do something good, do something nice, do something kind, whether it is in memory of someone. I started this, I want to say this will be year 7. It was 2018, I think. So 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Yeah, year 7. I love that I had to count that on my fingers. But anyway, I did this originally to give back to the community and help those in need here where I live, where I've lived for the last now 20 years. And now it's a little more personal. I try to do this and do more kindness, more random acts of kindness in memory of my mom. It's just something that I've always kind of gravitated back to and want to make her proud. So if you are so inclined, make a donation. Again, $5, get you entered into this contest. And we'll see how it goes. And if things go well in June, we'll run another contest in July and give away more things, more items, more prizes. So I'm open to suggestions, whatever you guys throw out there. Let me know, where are you finding figures? What figures are you collecting? I'm working on some new content also for the YouTube channel. That is figure-based. You can see behind me, if you're on video, Chad sent me that Kerry Von Erich print back at Christmas time. Over the weekend, I finally got a frame for it. So it's not hanging yet. It is propped up against the wall there, but it will be hanging very soon, along with some other posters and memorabilia, and kind of pimp out this studio space and make it look a little more like a studio. But again, I appreciate the friendship, the support over the last nearly 10 years with the podcast, but with the My 123 Cents brand that started back in September of 2010. It's been an awesome journey. It's been an amazing ride. And again, here to help others, here to make a difference, here to be a part of the wrestling space. And again, I want, and I'm going to ramp things up, and I'm ramping things up not only on the My 123 Cents social media, but also on the Jittery Monkey social media. This podcast originates at jitterymonkey.com and gets distributed out on different podcast platforms, and of course through YouTube. So if you are so inclined, if you like comic books and those kinds of that genre, those movies and music and all that kind of stuff, check out Jittery Monkey on YouTube. Check out Nerd United on YouTube. That's the other show here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. But head to Jittery Monkey's Facebook page. Content is posted now quite regularly, very frequently, to just build up that community and build up that engagement. Join the My123Cents Facebook group and weigh in anytime. You can post on that wall and add content. It is a private page because there were some issues going on with people getting in there and spamming and putting inappropriate things. But join it, send the request, I get the notification, and you're in. So, but yeah, we are working to, again, build this community, and I want you to be a part of it. So join me, join the conversation, join My 123 Cents. Put your hot takes, whether you are an AEW guy or a WWE guy or girl, whatever it is, let us know. Weigh in and be a part of the conversation. So friends, thank you so much for listening and or watching to this week's episode. I appreciate it more than you'll ever know. And we will talk again very soon.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.